Have you been feeling lonely lately? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I know I've talked about this before, but when I graduated from college, I got really lonely. I was in a weird spot because I liked being home or just with my parents, but I had this lonely ache in my chest. And sometimes I would try to force myself to go to events at church and would not only cry on the way there, but the entire time I would just think about how I wanted to leave. Have you ever felt this deep loneliness that you don't know what to do with? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Lonely Times by Emily Acker. Ava sat in her room all alone. She tried to ignore the voices from the party downstairs. No one had sent Ava to her room, but the room called to her. She felt too worn out to deal with everyone tonight. Then her dad opened her bedroom door. "Aren't you going to come downstairs? Your grandpa's asking about you." "I'm tired," Ava said. "I think I'll just stay up here." Ava loved spending time with her grandfather, but she had so little energy tonight. Her dad hesitated before giving a nod. "Okay, I'll let him know." When she was alone again, Ava's eyes filled. "Why can't I be like everyone else? Why can't I enjoy the party? What's wrong with me?" A quiet knock came at her bedroom door. "Can I come in, Ava?" Her grandfather's soft voice came from the hallway. As soon as she opened the door, Ava found herself engulfed in her grandfather's arms. "Why don't you tell me what's going on?" he asked. "I don't know what's going on. I just feel like being alone." "Sometimes we push people away when we really need them around." "I know," Ava sighed. "I just can't imagine being a part of the party right now." "I understand," her grandfather said. "I need time to be alone sometimes too." He looked her in the eyes. "You're feeling lonely?" Ava nodded. "Even when you're here all alone, you know that God's with you, right?" Her grandfather spoke in a low voice. "Even if you don't feel up to being with people, Jesus is right here with you." Ava nodded again, slowly this time. As she leaned in for another hug, she prayed silently, "Thank you, God, for being with me. Please help me know that you are with me." So let's talk about this story a little bit more together. We all have times when we just want to push the world away and be alone, yet we might also feel lonely at the same moment. Thankfully, Jesus understands exactly how we're feeling, and he has promised to be with us. In fact, he wants to be with us, and he seeks us out. Have you ever tried talking with him when you felt lonely? What was that like? As you and I can read in Isaiah 41, verse 13, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 139, verse 1 through 12, and Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, as well as Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? Do you have a friend who maybe needs to hear it today? Well, I'd encourage you to share it with them. You can do so through direct messaging or just share it on social media. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called When You Can't Find the Words with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.